Good afternoon, ma'am. I, Abhay Mishra, going to talk about the contribution of women in the life insurance. In this presentation, we'll talk about the features of IRDA, share of women performing insurance activities in India, present status in insurance domain, changes observed in the past decades, and the proportion of women in buying life insurance. Before I would start, I would like to ask a few questions. How many women are in your house? One. Buying it can mean out of them how many are have taken insurance, that means they are insured, not full. Here this presentation lies. Although we as a society are moving towards a more gender neutral environment, but still we have a long way to go. Insurance for women is yet to catch up in India and mostly non-earning housemakers. So as we'll talk about first, what is IRDAI? IRDAI is an Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, which is an autonomous body which regulates the insurance companies and to safeguard the public interest and to safeguard the profitability of the insurance companies. It also develops new products and policies for society and the betterment of a company. Now, we have a data from a different states and the contribution of women in the different states. We can see that the women's in the West Bengal has the most penetration in proclaiming the insurance or buying behavior or purchasing a policy for them in the case of health insurance or life insurance, whereas Punjab has the lowest percentage of penetration in buying the insurance policies for women. We have seen a big change in the buying behavior in the policy sold to the women in the past two decades. It has been raised by a 4%, that is from 32% to 36% from past financial year to current financial year, that is 18-19. Yet it is not a big hype or growth in this field, but yet it's showing a great growth pace and positive results in the futures. Now we'll talk about the diversity of women in the workforce. We can see the 6 lakh women are working as an agent in the life insurance industry. It covers approximately 27.5% of the total agents in the life insurance company, both in public and private domain. We can see that if we bifurcate this percentage, we can see the 48% women are working with the government organization, that is LIC, and 52% women are working with the private organizations. And Max Bupa has a max number of women agents, that is approximately 45%. That is the 45% of workforce point of sale person in this company is women. Yet the conclusion we can draw from this that it's not a time to celebrate yet, but we can see positive effects and it will show our return of good results in future. Thank you for joining. Hope to see you again.